You're listening to the Women Inspiring Women podcast. Each week, network marketing professional and mom-turned-entrepreneur Melanie Mitro gives you her tried-and-true tips for building a business from your kitchen table. This self-made millionaire went from a stay-at-home mom to the top of a network marketing business in just 3 years. She built an online health and fitness business from the ground up while raising babies and juggling being a mom and wife. Now she wants to help you become the boss of your own life. For blog posts, business tips, and more, check out her website at melaniemitro.com. Now let's get to the show. Here's your host, Melanie Mitro.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Melanie Mitro, the host of the Women Inspiring Women podcast. And thank you so much for being here with me today. I am grateful that you chose this podcast to press play on today when there are so many other podcasts out there that you could listen to. I started recording the Women Inspiring Women podcast for those of you that are new here when, and it was before it was even a podcast, on Tuesdays. I used to do Business Tip Tuesday. I would stream it live on my Facebook page and I would show up. I would provide value, motivation, mindset. And over time, that audience grew and grew and people looked forward to those Business Tip Tuesdays. And one random day, I said to my assistant, I want to start a podcast. We researched it. We figured out how to record episodes and upload them. And we created our own graphic and our entire intro and outro. And we launched the podcast. And here we are, 200 and some episodes later, still out here crushing it, providing value, millions of downloads, and I've helped thousands of direct sellers to be able to grow and scale their business through the podcast, but also through the products and services that I offer through my company, Chic Influencer. So you are in a really cool space where you get an inside look into what it's like to grow a top organization in a network marketing business. I was the four-time top distributor in my company, and I was in that number one spot, like I said, 4 years in a row, and stayed in that top 10 for 8 years. And I not only achieved incredible success myself, had great personal sales, but I also taught my downline how to have great sales as well, and also how to develop leadership. So you're really getting to learn from somebody firsthand who is doing the dang thing, but also helps other people do the thing as well. So today, our conversation is going to be around what I would do differently if I was building or rebuilding my social selling team right now in 2024. And I'm going to walk you through a series of steps and we're going to have a conversation around it. So I hope you're somewhere where you can take notes. If not, you might want to re-listen to this again because I'm about to drop you a ton of value. I'll leave you some great links in the show notes that you can come back to and check out later. So let's set the stage. In 2011, for those of you that don't know my story, I started my social selling business 5 months after walking away from my full-time career. I was the director of early intervention. I worked with children that were on the autism spectrum that had developmental delays, and I ran and coordinated that program. My husband and I, from the time we were serious about staying together and getting married, I was very vocal about wanting to be a stay-at-home mom. And my husband, Matt, was in favor of that decision, supported it, and we really worked as a family to make that happen through putting away extra money into our savings account, cutting back our expenses, really looking at the way that we were living our life and just being smart about our money, paying off debt before we had our kids. And once we got to the point where we could start our family, Matt and I really started to talk about what was that transition plan going to look like from me working full-time to part-time with our first son to walking away altogether with our second son. And that 5 months where I was living the dream that we had planned for our entire relationship was absolutely nothing like I had envisioned it in my mind. I thought for sure I'd be wearing designer clothes, pushing the designer stroller, taking my kids to play dates in their little matching outfits and, you know, going to the mall and buying the kids new clothes. And it just was nothing like that. We had like $75 left in the bank account after we paid our living expenses. So there was nothing designer about our life. There were no vacations. There were no random trips to Target. And I felt like I was suffocating on top of that. Financially, I hated the constant arguments about money, but I also really missed working. I wouldn't have known that if I hadn't gone through that experience. I realized in that 5-month time frame that I actually really love to contribute. I love professionalism. I love the achievement. And 100% stay-at-home mom life was just not my number one calling. And what I had to come to terms with was that I wanted to create some income for our family and that I was actually a better mom because I was working. So I started with social selling to, number one, really lose the weight after having my boys. And then I started to see the income opportunity. I started to see that I could provide enough for our family to, number one, pay for my products, number two, to maybe pay the grocery bill every month. That's an extra couple $100 that I could contribute to our family. And the longer I was in the business, getting on team calls, watching the trainings, I started to see that there was this whole other world that I didn't know existed, that I could earn trips, that I could earn lots of awards and accolades. And as an achiever, I was definitely like, sign me up. Okay. And so all these things started to come into my field of awareness. And I started to go, oh my gosh, this is what I want. I can contribute. I can make a significant income. We can earn family vacations and I can do it all while raising my kids. And so I just went 100% all in with the business opportunity and speaking to people about the opportunity and gathering up other women who also wanted to create some income from home. And I really grew my business on my Facebook page and then really expanded into Instagram. And I started with a really solid customer base, really great customer service, serving my clients so well that they kept coming back every single month because they wanted to be a part of the service that I provided to them. I invited everybody to join the business opportunity. I talked about it on social. I acted as if I was already a top leader in the company when I was not even ranked as a leader in the company yet. And I threw myself just headfirst into action. And as a result of that, I built a lot of momentum. I attracted a lot of great women that also wanted to create income for their families. And we grew to that top team. Now, I used Facebook. I had a blog that I blogged 4 to 5 times a week. And at that time, you know, 10 years ago, you could do that. You could blog and you would get a lot of engagement and a lot of interaction from blogs on Facebook. And that worked really well for me. Although third-party links today do not work as well. You have to be a little more strategic, which is why I love ManyChat so much, because it allows us to still have a way to share links, but doesn't take people off the platform immediately. So there were lots of things that I did right. There were a lot of things I would have tweaked. Overall, I learned so many valuable life lessons about building a direct sales business and growing an organization. If I were to start over today, which I mentor lots of women on starting their business, I develop tons of onboarding practices and procedures for teams to help them get their people off the ground and running. And these are the things that I tell them. And these are the things that I teach my current organization how to do as well. So what do you need to do? If you want to build a team, and if you've listened to my podcast for any length of time, you know my sweet spot is really recruiting. I love it. I think it's so that's the sweet spot in social selling is, yes, you can be a super seller. You can retail like a boss, but it is actually when you start to build a team of like-minded women. And I'm not saying thousands of women. You could have a handful of women that want to create some significant income in their lives, and your income can drastically change in the matter of 3 to 6 months. Why? Because that's the power of network marketing. When you are helping other people achieve success and they're having success, everybody's paycheck is growing. And that's what allows you to truly live residual income. And what network marketing really, really is known for is that residual income and that lifestyle. And I talked about that last week on the podcast too. So we want to talk team building today, because you can retail all day, every day. You can get to a certain point where you're making a good paycheck through retail. But here's the thing you have to remember. If you stop retailing, your paychecks significantly decrease. You might have a 30, 60, 90 day window where you still have that momentum that's going. But eventually, when you stop retailing, your paychecks go away. But when you build a team and you're nurturing those relationships, you're supporting those leaders, and you're showing up and you're doing the work, not saying that you go on cruise control and you stop working your business, because your paychecks will decrease if you're not showing up for the business. But if you do that, you could take a week-long vacation. Heck, you could probably go away for an entire month with very little check-ins and engagement, and you are going to have an incredible paycheck because you've built a sales force. You've built an organization of leaders. So that's what we're focusing on. If you're listening to this podcast and you want to grow your social selling team, you want to build leaders in your organization, here is what you need to do. So number one, you've got to get clear on who your ideal team member is. I can't tell you how many times I have conversations with women and they're like, I can recruit. I bring in team members every single month. But when we go to our company convention and we're all sitting around the table at lunch, I look at those women and I think, I have nothing in common with you. You aren't my people. Or you have this group of people that you've recruited who came in because they see the fun things you get to do, the trips you go on, and they want to be a part of the community because you've really positioned yourself as somebody who has fun and builds a community, but you don't ever talk about the work. So when you look around that table at lunch, there's all these people that are good time Charlies, but when push comes to shove, they aren't actually willing to do the work. That leads to a lot of resentment. Why? Because you pour your heart and soul into them, onboarding, helping answer their questions, get them up and running, helping them to make their first sales. And when it's not fun anymore, they peace out. And that builds resentment. And really, if we peel back the layers, it's because maybe along the way, we just played up the fun part a little too much. And we downplayed the work that it takes to build a direct sales business. And we need to even that out. We sort of need to bring that into the middle ground. So what you have to do, what you have to do if you want to change it from resentment to abundance, if we want to start being empowering, we have got to get really, really clear on who we want around our table. So what I want you to do is I want you to just make a list. Make a list of who you really want to work with. And if I were to just run through my list, I always write down women that are goal-oriented, women that are driven, women that are not afraid to take risks, women that are obviously not afraid of hard work, but also they want the finer things in life. They want the freedom and flexibility. They want to work, but they just want freedom and flexibility to do it on their own terms. And they want to build a professional business, no matter how big or how small it is. And they're people that prioritize their family. They have strong core values. They have healthy relationships. They value communication and talking out conflict. And at the end of the day, they want to make an income, but they want to do it where they feel like they're truly making an impact. Now, notice in there, it's not like an avatar where I actually say the woman is a specific age and she looks a certain way and her kids are a certain age and she lives in a certain part of the United States or across the country. It's more about the core values that the person has. That's the most important thing to remember. You're trying to attract people that have the same core values. So write out that list of characteristics. And then I also write out another list where I start to say to myself, like, what does she need to hear that's going to help her make a decision to join my team? And so I begin to think about, what does she need to hear? She needs to hear that this is an opportunity that can absolutely prevent you from working at a job that is sucking your soul. And this is an opportunity to create a significant income, but on your own terms. You can build a big business while raising your children and being very present in their lives. All right. So you can talk about, right, all the things. My person needs to hear those specific things: income, impact, significance, contribution, wants to work hard. So those are the things that I'm thinking about. So when I'm typing content out, I'm actually thinking about her. I'm thinking about her. I'm like, would she respond to this story? Would she be interested in this poll? Would she fill out my form? Would she be drawn to my content because it's powerful and empowering and really exudes the work ethic of the people that I'm looking for? So I really think about who my ideal person is. And likewise, I want to repel people. I don't want to speak to everybody. I don't want everybody to join my team. I want the people that quit easily, that have a fixed mindset, that do not see opportunities inside of obstacles, that understand that hard work and hustle are a part of achieving the biggest success. I want people that truly believe that you can have anything you want in life if you're willing to work hard for it. I don't want people that are just waiting around for the right time to get lucky. So I actually want to repel them. I want them to look at my content and be like, ooh, she's not my person, because I don't want those people on my team. Why? Because they're going to quit. They're going to be the ones that come in, they take my time and energy, and then they quit because they're not the right people. So it's not about having a warm body to put in a spot, but it is about having the right people that bring you joy. That's what helps you get rid of the resentment in your business when you're building it. So first and foremost, you got to get clear wherever you're at. Even if you don't have any team members, do this activity right now, because it's going to set you up for success. Because as soon as you know who you want to work with, you can start looking for those people and intentionally connecting with them. And that follows right into my second point. I spend time every single day in my direct messages, whether it's on Facebook or Instagram, building relationships with her. I have an ongoing list of prospects, and I encourage all my people that I work with to have a list as well. So what you want to do is you want to intentionally spend time on social, figuring out where she hangs out. So for me, if I rewind back and I look at my life when I first started in direct sales, and if I were doing that today, here's what it would look like. I'd be using Instagram because that's where I like to hang out. You can also do this on Facebook. But on Instagram, I would be going to the accounts of things that I'm interested in. So I'm interested in non-toxic living. So Just Ingredients, her podcast, her Instagram account, her stories, her followers are going to be my people. We care about the same things. I'm going to look at other people like podcasters like Jamie Kern Lima or Lori Harder or Judy Holler, right? I'm going to look at all the people that I listen to, Amy Porterfield, Jenna Kutcher. I'm going to go check out their followers. Why? Because those are people that have a similar work ethic. They have similar core values. It might be totally different for you. Just because I'm saying those names doesn't mean that's who you should go and align yourself with, especially if you read the content and it doesn't feel authentic to who you are. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go find people and I'm going to comment on their posts. I'm going to follow them. I'm going to watch their stories and leave a genuine comment if I can. And I'm going to start to foster these relationships. I'm also going to pay attention to every single person that follows me. I'm going to reach out with a message. Hey, thanks so much for following me. And I'm going to do a little bit of a homework. I might actually say to them, like, thanks so much for following me. I'm excited to follow your account too. I see that you are also into non-toxic living, or I see that we both follow Just Ingredients. And I'm going to just open the door for conversation. This is a big thing. Last week, I did a poll on my Instagram about what's the hardest part about growing your team. And people said to me, it's finding people. It's having conversations. And one of the women that I was talking to in the DMs, she said, I just feel like if it feels forced. I don't know when to make the transition to the business. And I'm like, are you just going down your follower list and inviting people to the business, or are you building a relationship with them first? And she said, I'm just inviting them to the business. And I thought, that's why you're not getting a response. You don't want to, and I say this all the time, you don't want to be like a fly on fresh shit. You want to be the person that goes in with the intention of actually being interested in the other person. So if I go to the person and say, I see that we both follow Just Ingredients, you know, how long have you been following her account? Isn't it amazing? You are starting a conversation about an interest. And what happens is I don't have any like, I'm going to have five messages and then I'm going to invite her to the business. I'm not doing that. This is the long game. Prospecting is the long game. Building relationships is the long game. You can't rush that. So I'm going to have a conversation. Sometimes it's a dead end. The person isn't very chatty. Maybe they're a little guarded. Maybe they just don't like me. So sometimes it's a dead end. I don't get upset about it, but I'm having a lot of conversations. If you can set your timer for an hour a day to have conversations and invite and follow up and do all of that, you're going to be in good shape. So I'm paying attention to who's following me. I'm sending them DMs. I'm starting conversations with them. I'm also, you know, I'm making sure I pay attention to who's liking my content, who's viewing my stories. Again, reaching out. I see that you're a new follower here. I see that you are checking out my stories. How did you find me? I love that you are also a doodle mom too. You know, aren't they the best? I never knew I could love a dog that much, right? So I'm finding commonalities that I can drum up conversation with. So that is super important. I'm spending time connecting to her. I'm thinking about what my ideal client needs to hear, and I'm building those relationships, all right? The third thing that I'm doing is I have a very clear system for inviting and following up with every customer that comes into the doors of my business. Because I know that as I'm posting on social media and I'm posting to my ideal client, talking about what she needs to hear, as she comes in the door to either to purchase a product from me, I want to make sure she knows there's a business opportunity attached to it. So one of the things that I teach inside of the Rockstar Recruitment course is I teach outward marketing for social media, for team building, but I also teach back-end marketing. And the back-end marketing system is a framework that I follow. At certain points in their journey, certain messages get sent. And the whole goal is to seed the opportunity, is to raise awareness that anybody can build a direct sales business and that anybody could actually be you. And so I'm planting seeds that are aligning to their, I'm planting the seeds, I'm sending certain videos, I'm asking certain questions, but they're also seeing my content on social that's talking about the success that I'm having and the income that I'm bringing in. So I have this clear system that is allowing me to stay aligned with what I need to be focusing on. All right. So that is so key. I just want to make sure I point that out. I've got a dialed in back-end marketing system. The next step is I want to make sure that on my social, that while maybe my page is primarily about anti-inflammatory lifestyle and non-toxic living, right? Maybe that's my niche. That's the thing I love to talk about. I'm super passionate. That's bringing people in the doors to my business. But I also want people to know that, yes, I am passionate about non-toxic living and anti-inflammatory lifestyle, and I can help you on that journey, but I can also help you build a business too. And so I want to make sure that I'm positioning myself as a business mentor. So I've got an opt-in that's helping me to grow my email list. Maybe it is five ways to build an online wellness business or five steps to getting started with creating a side hustle. And I'm always sharing that link to that freebie. So what I'm doing is I'd be talking about in my stories, I might be telling my origin story about how I got started in direct sales, and I might drop a link and say, listen, if you've ever thought about starting a side business, click this link, download my guide. It gives you the five steps that you need to know to get started and set yourself up for success. So anybody that fills that out is going to have an interest in building some sort of side hustle. It may be with me and it may not, but I'm going to put it out there. I might also create a reel where I have somebody comment side hustle. Or I might have somebody comment income, and I would send them the actual PDF, or I would send them the opt-in. Don't just send them the PDF, strike that from the records. You want to get their email address, right? So there's an exchange. I'm giving you something free, but you got to give me your email address. So anybody that fills out that opt-in and opts into that freebie, I can now start to build and nurture the relationship through DMs, or it could be through emails as well. But that would be somebody that I would want to prospect that might be a good potential member of my team. So why do I want to do this? Why do I want to create this opt-in? Because it actually does position you as a business mentor. It positions you as a guide. You're sharing your expertise. It's helping you to identify of the people that are actively engaged on your following, who does have a desire to build some sort of supplemental income elsewhere. So you want to position yourself as the business mentor. I put that link in my stories. I share it in my bio. I have that in my social media content. So, or it's also in my weekly newsletters too. The next step that you want to take is you want to always have an open enrollment period for your team. This is something I teach inside of the Rockstar Recruitment course. I have an entire framework that walks you through what to post leading up to mentorship spots opening, what to post, how to message, the emails that you should be sending, and the stories that you should be uploading. Then we talk about enrollment is open. Here's how to apply. And here is what you post about. Here's what goes in your stories. Here's the messages you send. Here might even be the emails that you're pushing out. And so I have this flow that I teach that's, and you literally get a step-by-step guide from the course, but I always have a deadline. This is key. If it's just open-ended, join my team at any time. There's no urgency. So I always choose a deadline. For me, it's characteristically always been the last day of the month. The first Monday of every month always kicks off my new mentorship. And so I have an end date. I also have limited spots available. I pick a number. How many women can I give the attention to and feel like I'm serving at my best? That's my number of people I take in. I make sure they fill out an application. I let them know it's by application only. I'll reach out to you if I feel like it would be a good fit for you. I give that deadline. So you've got to sign up by March 31st in order to get the spot in my April mentorship. And I create a ton of FOMO around it. So I'm in my stories sharing little sneak peeks of the guides that they get and the mentorship calls that I do. And I'm shouting out people in my organization who are making sales, advancing in rank, and doing really cool things. I'm talking about our community and our insiders club and what it's like to be a part of this amazing community of really hardworking women that also elevate each other. So I'm creating this community of women and people on the outside, I want them to say, I need to be a part of that too. So you need to have the deadline. You need to create the urgency. You want to have the limited amount of spots available. Those things really do help to pull people in and get them off of the sidelines and into the game and making a decision before the deadline is up. Also, I will say energy is everything. Energy is everything. This is so important. Again, last week, having the conversation in my DMs with so many of you where I was asking the question, do you believe that you can build a direct sales team? And a lot of people were like, I don't know. I've been in the business for 6 years, or I've had a lot of people that have signed up and they've backed out. They're not working the business anymore. And it's really shaken my confidence. And I said, are you going through the motions? Are you just posting about the business because you need to check that off your tracker to say that you did it? And I got a lot of yeses. And it really made me, it brought it back to the surface that if your energy is subpar, I mean, if you're going through the motions, you're like, I need to post about the business. Let me put up some stories. I need to post the business. Let me just make a reel. Nobody's going to feel drawn to you. Why? Because it's super inauthentic. It's out of alignment with your energy. At the height of my career, what was bringing in new team members was my energy, my momentum, my excitement, my joy for the business. I was out there on social media literally saying, this train is leaving the station. You can either get on with us or we're leaving you behind and we're going to the top of the company. Do you want to be a part of a movement? Do you want to be a part of a group of women that are crushing goals, that are making an income and are really building their impact? They're improving the lives of other people and they're creating a future for their families. I mean, there's just a different energy about that than it's just like, join my team. My mentorship starts on Monday. I've got 3 spots left. There's just nothing to that. Your energy, when you shift it, changes the game. So again, you have to have belief in yourself. And the way we find belief is sometimes we got to borrow that belief, whether you're borrowing it from me and my story or your mentor, your upline or people in the company. And then once you borrow that belief and you see it's possible for them, you have to look yourself in the mirror and say, it's possible for me too. And then you got to take this leap of faith where you boldly and courageously start inviting and putting yourself out there and sharing the business opportunity. And your confidence builds every time you take those leaps of faith. And over time, you build momentum. And once the momentum starts to turn in your favor, it is like you become a magnet for working women to your team. It's a force that can't be stopped unless you literally take your foot off the gas and just ride it out. And that is what helps you to build a really strong, a really thriving social media or social selling team in 2024. For those of you that are struggling, for those of you that have had leaders that have stepped away, my challenge to you is to actually look back and identify where you stop doing some of these things, where you stop believing, where you let your energy be depleted, where you took your foot off the gas, because that's going to be so telling as to why you're in the situation that you're in today. But the good news is you can change that. You have the power to rewrite the next chapter of your story. You don't have to stay stuck. One of my friends, Jamie Innes, who's actually going to be one of the speakers in my Rockstar Recruitment Blitz, by the way, make sure you're following along on my social. Go follow me at Melanie Mitro on Instagram. On April 3rd, I'm announcing the Rockstar Recruitment Blitz. You can be a part of that where I bring in the top social sellers across industries and they train you on how they are recruiting to their teams and building their organizations. She's going to be talking about how she was stuck at the end of 2022, how she was at this point where she had amazing independent leaders, but no new wave of leaders. She was feeling resentful, feeling very depleted in her business, how she drew a line in the sand, committed to what I was teaching, committed to the Rockstar Recruitment course, and literally went top 10 last year. And actually is one of the top 2 leadership developers in the company because she changed her energetic state and her actions followed. You guys, like that's everything. The way you show up is huge. Can't wait to let her share what she does in the Rockstar Recruitment Blitz. It's going to be April 8th, 9th, and 10th. So set your calendars for that. Enrollment begins on April 3rd. In the meantime, if you want to check out some of my great free resources because you want to get a head start, I want you to go check out the show notes. I've dropped my Confident Recruitment Guide for you there. There's 3 short videos. They'll really help position you in a place for abundance, in a place for opportunities to flow to you, and really just gut check you on why are you building this team and what do you want it to do for your life. So friends, I hope that you found so much value in today's episode. These are the things I would tell you to do in 2024 if I were building my direct sales team. Of course, there's so much more that we could go into, but we can't do it all in one podcast episode. So stay tuned. The Rockstar Recruitment Course is a great place for you to hang out. I will be relaunching that again here in April and I'll be teaching it live. I'm so excited for it. So if you are interested in learning from me for 8 weeks, we are going to be going on this journey together. All right, friends, I look forward to working together. I hope you have an amazing day. Don't forget to jump over to iTunes, leave me a rating and review. It does help other direct sellers find this podcast and provide value to their lives too. Don't forget to tag me on social, and I'll see you back here for another episode.